Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's State Player back with you here on 720 WGN. Following Pac-Man's 40th anniversary, Chicago Game Space has a new exhibit called Nom Nom, 40 Years of Pac-Man Design and History, exploring the game's development and evolution from its beginnings at Namco in Tokyo in the 70s to its introduction in the U.S. market, where its expansive design and marketing and licensing made Pac-Man a household name. This exhibition will run through May 30th and is open to the public on Sundays from 1 to 5. And to talk about it all is founder Jonathan Kinkley and co-curator, Tim Lapatino. Welcome in, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. First, tell us about what Chicago Game Space is all about, Jonathan.
Sure thing. Chicago Game Space is a museum and gallery for video games. And we recently also added Saturday hours, so open weekends. And we have a history collection of some of the most important games of all time, as well as rotating exhibitions like the current Pac-Man show. And there will be a new one coming in the summer.
You guys note that more than 2.5 billion people around the world play video games each year, making them one of the most relevant and resonant media of our time. And games have had this rise, you know, from the 1950s and 60s in university research labs, which I want to hear a little bit about, to living rooms and arcades, of course, that many of us grew up with in the 70s and 80s, and of course, online and mobile from 90s to today. How did university research play a role in video game development, Tim?
One of the very first video games, even though it wasn't a commercial product, was at the Brookhaven National Lab, and it was a game called Tennis for Two. And basically, you know, it's an experiment, and they were just trying to get, you know, rudimentary electronics to play games where people could interact with them. This is a time when computers and electronics were still, you know, very, very new and very not public. And that was one of the very first games. And then games like that grew into university mainframes with games like Space War. And then eventually in the 70s, a company called Atari realized that there was actually a commercial enterprise here. And they put one of their first games in a cabinet, and they took basically, you know, inspiration from other games that you'd see in bars and casinos, and they put a coin slot on it. And that, it's easy to say the rest is history, but that's really where it began.
Give us some insight on the history of the Pac-Man game itself, Jonathan.
Sure thing. Pac-Man was developed by Toru Iwatani and Namco in Tokyo in the late 70s. It was a little bit longer of a development cycle than typical games, arcade games of that era. The artificial intelligence of the Ghost took some time to program, and it was Iwatani's first arcade game that he worked on. He'd worked on other electromechanical projects prior to that. But he was really interested in taking a step back and distinguishing, making a new title that was different from other shooters like Space War at the time, and making a game that had a little more popular appeal, that was appealing to both men and women at the time, and he was successful in doing that.
You know, I just remember as a kid who grew up in the 70s and 80s, you know, Pong was probably the first thing we had in our house, and we were so excited about that. But when you saw Pac-Man and some of these other games that we didn't have in our home, that it would be like in the waiting room of a takeout place, or it would be in one of these arcades like Aladdin's Castle here in Chicago that I grew up with, it was a quick switch from a very, very rudimentary way to play a game to getting to, you know, Space Invaders and Donkey Kong and, you know, when Activision came out and so forth. You know, Pac-Man was really something that kind of turned the corner for the gaming industry.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really interesting because the fact that Pac-Man was so different, you know, it really stood out, like Jonathan said, from all these space shooters and a little bit more aggressive games. And Iwatani and his team really saw a place where everyone was zigging that they wanted to zag. But I think it's really interesting that Pac-Man was kind of a moderate success in Japan, but it really took it bringing it here to Chicago, and Midway Manufacturing were the ones who imported it and licensed it here in the U.S. And they were the really ones that sort of captured it. And here in the U.S., this is where it kind of blew up.
Jonathan, how did the exhibit come together here? What was the idea behind all this?
You know, I first met Tim a couple years ago. I think it was 2018. He had recently published an Art of Atari book that's really something that every video game fan should own as part of their personal library. And I loved it, and I called him up to talk games, and he got the idea of putting together a Pac-Man exhibit. And I had a strong response. I told him I loved the idea and that we should start planning, and that's how it began.
So, Tim, what are we going to actually see at the exhibit when we come down to Chicago Game Space?
Well, you know, a big part of this is, you know, Pac-Man wouldn't be Pac-Man without playing the game.
That's correct.
So it was really important for us to have a lot of games that you could play. So we've got 7 playable games, including 2 of the arcade games. We got Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. But we also have some stuff that's maybe a little bit less well-known or a little rarer. Like we have Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man, which was a pinball game that was done by Valley Midway, which is really fun, and it's a super loud game, and it's really hard. Or maybe it's just because I'm not a very good pinball player.
Okay, all right. Well, that's kind of cool, though. I mean, you think about pinball, that was the game that you played, especially in arcades and bars and everywhere else in the 30s through the 60s and early 70s, and that you're going back and taking an electronic game and making it work within a pinball machine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, once I think Pac-Man Fever kind of hit, Midway looked to do anything and everything with Pac-Man they could to keep that name in the public sphere, but also make more games. So they made a bunch of different sequels and spin-offs that, you know, they were going to ride that train as long as they could.
And Jonathan, you also have just an exhibit on the history of gaming in general, right?
That's right. Beginning with some of the titles we talked about earlier, Pong, Space Wars featured, Space Invaders, all the way up through the consoles of the late 80s and early 90s. You can play Atari, you can play Nintendo, you can play Sega Genesis, and it goes all the way up to the end of the 20th century.
Very, very cool. Go see these exhibits on gaming and Pac-Man's 40th anniversary at Chicago Game Space, 2418 West Bloomingdale Avenue in Chicago. And for more, follow Chicago Game Space on Facebook or visit them at chicagogamespace.com. Gentlemen, thank you for the insight on all this.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. All right, Dr. Ian Smith from the TV's The Doctors coming up after the news next on 720 WGN.